Welcome to the Medina Township, our regular meeting of April 11th, 2024. We'll come to order. The time is 7:00. Roll call.
Mr. Christopher?
Here.
Mr. Johnson?
Here.
Please join the trustees and to say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please join us for a moment of silence for our military first responders, past, present, and future. Thank you. And thank you all for coming tonight. Little housekeeping. I know nobody would have it on, but please silence your phones. And always be respectful. The public comments will be limited to 3 minutes. First item is approval of payroll. I move to approve payroll dated 4/15/2024 with the total amount of $43,827.57, with the total remaining deductions, withholdings, liabilities of $9,650.62, and incorporate this two-page document as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Next item on the agenda is approval of accounts payable. And I'll turn that over to our fiscal officer, Painter.
Okay, we have no accounts payable.
Very good. Purchase orders and training request. Do you have any purchase orders or training request?
Yes, I do. Just not from my police department.
Is it first?
All right, so I got, first one I'm gonna do is for the admin. I'm gonna make a motion for a purchase order requisition. The department is admin. The vendor's gonna be Lamphere's Lawn and Landscape. This is gonna be for our contract with the, I'm taking care of our properties. The total amount will be $30,260.56.
Second.
Any discussion on this one?
Have they changed anything where they're gonna be doing anything? Everything the same?
Not right now. I'm looking at a couple of islands in the reserve that we might possibly have to add that their homeowners association don't want to take care of, like they have in the past, so that might be added on eventually.
Okay. Now, this is the final year of this contract.
Now, we got one, well, the final year of this one, but we've already approved it for the 2025 also, so
right.
It's just like a little bit higher price, so.
All right.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Next one I have is for service department. I'd like to make a purchase order request. Department is service. The vendor is going to be Set in Stone Contracting. This is going to be the concrete basin and slab repair in Forest View Estates and Stonegate. The cost on this one is $29,000.
Second.
Discussion? All right. Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
I'd like to make a motion for a purchase order request. Department's going to be service. Vendor's going to be Set in Stone Contracting. This will be contract repair and replacement in North Jefferson and Ledgewood. The amount for this purchase order will be $17,730.
Second.
Discussion.
Unless you have something to add to it.
It's your neighborhood. Roll call.
Mr. Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Christopher.
Aye.
I do not have any more in front of me.
That's everything? Then I have no purchase orders or training requests. Next item is a credit card cessation. I, Bruce Christopher, Chairman of the Board of Trustees of Medina Township, Ohio, hereby attest that that pursuant to Section 505.64 of the Ohio Revised Code, at its meeting on April 11, 2024, the board reviewed the credit card account transactions detail for each account listed below for the dates March 14, 2024 through April 10, 2024, as provided by the fiscal officer. Credit card accounts are A&H, A and H, Ace Hardware, Home Depot, Lowe's, PNC Bank, Staples Business Advantage, Tractor Supply, and Walmart Capital One. The next item are department head comments. Elaine, do you have any comments?
I don't this evening.
Okay. Chief Minnick, do you have any comments?
I would just want to thank Trustee Christopher, Trustee Johnson for their support this morning for the news release at the Western Reserve Masonic Community. Thank you very much, and that concludes my report.
Okay. Danny?
All I have is the purchase orders that you just approved for the concrete replacement. I'm just going to need a motion to close North Jefferson and Ledgewood in the near future to do that.
You don't need it tonight, though.
If you want to do it tonight, it'd be great. If not, you can wait till next meeting, but it'd be a real quick one to do, I guess.
Which ones is it?
North Jefferson and Ledgewood. The future date. I don't have a date yet, but I will put PR signs up and let everybody know when it is closed.
Very good.
And the reasoning I'm doing all those, there's a bunch of catch basins on North Huntington that I'm doing over Forest View. The reason I'm doing those right now, I want to get them done quick, is because Fenn Road's closed and I only got about half the traffic going down that road now is what I would have, so. But I don't need nothing on that road.
It's just concrete work, right?
Yes. Thanks.
All right, all right. I'd like to make a motion to close North Jefferson and Ledgewood at a future date for concrete work.
Second.
Any discussion?
No discussion.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Christopher.
Aye.
Fancy. Real quick, I don't see the resolution. Do we want to do the resolution here at this point?
Sure. Oh, for the salt?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll probably
have to. So this is going to be 064.
Yep.
Putting it in ink. All right, I will move to adopt resolution number 04112024-064 and authorize Medina Township to participate in the ODOT road and salt contract awarded in 2024 for 550 tons of salt and incorporate this one-page document as presented.
Second.
Any discussion?
Danny, did we have a lot left over from last year?
I used about what I ordered last year. We're back to where I started at the beginning of the season. So.
Okay.
But that's the same amount I ordered this year, so I figured
okay.
Try it again. It's a gamble.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
We don't have to sign anything else, do we?
No, I just got him put it on the computer. As long as you signed that form.
Just a resolution form, right?
Yes. Yes.
Not the second sheet.
Just this one.
Oh, okay.
Like
where do we? The second sheet's. See, I can't sign physically if there's not an X and a big arrow pointing at it. I just.
Just on the first line here, then?
Yeah, he can sign on the second.
Yeah, okay.
I'm programmed.
I mean, no, it's got authorized signatures for like five different signatures.
Just put it on there five times. I just wasn't sure.
I was going to have Doug sign that tomorrow. I don't know if you need to make a motion to have him sign it. Or...
Well, you have two out of three already, so
yeah.
I make a motion that Doug can sign us tomorrow without us.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
The next item is approval of department reports for March. I would like to make a motion to approve March 2024 department reports, police single-sided 4 pages, zoning double-sided 6 pages, service single-sided 1 page, fire single-sided 2 pages.
I will second that.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Next item is approval of special meeting minutes from 4/5/2024. So the following minutes are, so I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes for April 5th, 2024, special trustees meeting at 3 p.m. Attending was Mr. Christopher and Mr. Eastwood.
Second that.
Any discussion?
No, it's nice to see you and it's getting done again.
Right. So. Roll call.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Next item on the agenda are public comments, so I make a motion to open for public comments.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Would anybody like to make any public comments?
Amen.
peace and quiet reigned supreme.
State your name.
Walt Klein, 4931 Nettleton. Second comment, tomorrow and Saturday, WRMC has a rummage sale, 9 to 4. Show up and bring a fistful of dollars. Carry on, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comments? I make a motion to close public comments.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Christopher.
Aye.
Mr. Johnson.
Aye.
Trustee comments. Trustee Johnson, do you have any?
It was nice actually running over to the township. I went to the news conference over at the Masonic. I was very proud of our police staff, our police chief, Detective Euler, and stuff like that. You know, it's bad when we have senior citizens being taken advantage of. Any citizen, but especially ones that were in that type of despair, you know, in the last days of their lives to have, you know, their cherished belongings being stolen from them. The fact that we were able to work with Masonic Lodge, find the people who did it, and get them arrested, I was very proud of them.
So. And it's still, as far as from, unless something changed from this morning, it's still, I'll say, an ongoing investigation because they're looking for other things. I will say one thing the chief told me, that normally it takes a couple of weeks or longer to get to the grand jury. And because of the gentleman from Masonic and because of the information that Detective Euler presented, it was one day or something?
One day.
One day.
First time I was able to
went
get
in front
it
of it and moved it right through. So hopefully they, as Prosecutor Thompson says, this probably was not an epiphany. It probably was not the first time. So hopefully they can maybe find some more things. But yeah, that was very good.
So my second thing is, we have been talking about this for a while, and I just kind of want to put it back up towards the top, is looking at doing a work session. You know, because some of the things that we talk about here in the meetings aren't what we need to be talking about. But there are some things that we want to do organizationally wise in the township. And so just kind of throwing it out there, hopefully this quarter, since it's the start of a new quarter, at some point we can do a work session. There's some things that the chief and I have been writing notes down throughout the year that we would like to address. I'm sure Denny and Doug probably have something similar to that. But
I've talked with Elaine and Chrissy about things that, you know, maybe we can start preparing now for things in a whatever,
mm-hmm.
4 months.
So, yeah, and goals and stuff like that too. So just putting it out there.
Yep.
I'm thinking someday, probably like a, you know, like a 3 o'clock meeting or something like that. Just, you know, even if it's an hour, you know, a fixed hour or something like that. But so that's what I like to see in the future.
Very good. Thank you. I have one item that I'd like to say, you know, make a motion to accept the resignation. And I will read it to you. It's short. Greetings. As agreed, when I was hired, my employment would be temporary and my tenure with the fiscal officer in Medina Township ends with the term of the present fiscal officer at midnight, March 21st, 2024. That was the resignation letter. I'd like to make a comment.
From who?
Second. Roll call.
Did you want to state who
yeah,
it was from?
I want to make a comment here. We never received an employment package from this person or from the previous fiscal officer. The only thing that I know of that's in the file are things that Chrissy put in the file. So it says employed, but I don't know. So roll call.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Well, I'm accepting an aye, but I'd like to make a comment as well. I'm accepting it that he doesn't work here. This was shady at best, and the fact that we have no employee packets, there was no formal hiring process, there's just completely shady. But I'm glad he had, you know, that he actually took the time and wrote that he is not working for us, because that was just. Oh.
Did you want to say his name? Or?
Oh yeah.
We didn't know who.
This is a letter from Cliff Hawker, I'm assuming.
Sorry about that.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
With that, I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'll second that motion.
Meeting's adjourned at 7:20.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye, aye.
Trying to hurry up.
Any time?
I said 7:20.
Okay.
Yep.
Go home, put your feet up.